Good morning. There is a popular saying among the believers. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. Everyone wants to go to heaven, I'm sure. We all want to go to heaven, right? Me too. I don't want to be left behind. I'm working on it. So we all do. But who wants to die right now? Nobody. Me too. I want to live long as I can, as long as the Lord wants us to live in this world. You know, death, there is nothing more certain in life than death. Almost every day we are faced with the reality of death. Just the other day I did a funeral service. And last couple of weeks ago we had several funerals in our parish. That's just some of the funerals we are doing. And we hear of death almost every day. Death in our families, our dear ones, death of our neighbors, our friends, death in our community, in our society. Death is a reality of life that we are all faced with. And one day we all have to die, whether we like it or not. It's going to be upon all of us. And yet people ask this question, after death, what? After death, what? What will happen to us? And thank God for us believers. There is so much hope after death. And this is the answer that Jesus gives us in today's gospel. Jesus' best friend, one of his best friends, Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, died. And when Jesus knew that his best friend died, Jesus wept. We heard in today's gospel, Jesus weeping. That's part of the grieving process that we go through as humans when we lose our loved ones. When a loved one dies in our family or in our community, we grieve the loss. Jesus grieved the loss of his best friend. But is the death the end of our life? No. That's the point that Jesus wanted to make. The raising of Lazarus from death was a sign. He used that as a sign to teach us, to teach his disciples and to all of us today, that there is life after death. That death is not the end of our life. It's a turning point. It is a turning point to eternity. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead to show that there is hope after life, after death. Eternal life, that is what he is more concerned about. Jesus came to fulfill the prophecy of prophet Ezekiel in today's first reading. We heard, God will gather back all the dead people from their graves and give them life. Yes, it was in the context of the people of Israel who were committing sins. And when you are in sin, you are dead people. Spiritually dead. God promised them that I will gather them back. You know, when you are dead, you are like dry bones, dead bones. But God can gather them back, give them life again. That's the promise of God. It is being fulfilled in the person of Jesus, who came and said, whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will never die. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. For I am the resurrection and the life. This is the promise of Jesus. To Martha, you will see the glory of God if you believe in me. He wanted to show the glory of God by raising Lazarus from the dead. But of course, Lazarus died again. Perhaps he lived for a few more years and then he died. Death is bound to happen for humans. But Jesus is more concerned about our eternal life. How we can get there, and he can help us to get there. Besides the physical death, there is this spiritual death that we undergo over and over again. Physical death happens only once in our life. But that is a turning point to eternal life. But spiritual death, unless the Lord restores us and raises up from our spiritual death, we can lose eternity. And we can be in eternal hell. Jesus does not want that to happen in our life. He wants everyone to be saved and go to that eternal life in heaven. That's the reason why he came. Jesus said in the gospel, I came that you may have life and life in its fullness. Both physical and spiritual death. He will come to judge the living and the dead. To the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. This is our creed. This is what we believe in. But what happens when we are spiritually dead? Unless we receive his grace and mercy, we cannot restore ourselves to life again. When we commit sin, mortal sin, we are spiritually dead. But there is something beautiful that Jesus offers us. He can restore our physical and spiritual death and restore us back to new life. I have seen and witnessed some of the best spiritual resurrections happening in those two confessionals in our church. Especially during this past week, this past few days of our parish London mission with the Father Bill Casey. You know, right after the talk each night, we were offering confessions. And usually we got long lines there, both sides. Father Bill Casey got more than I did, you know. And I was, thank you, I was happy about it. Long lines there. You know, we, Father Casey and I, we were the last ones to leave the church every night for the past 5 nights of our London mission. It was well attended, well participated. Thanks to all of you who came. It was really a very transforming and life-changing London mission we had. Great, powerful preacher, Father Bill Casey. He had a great message. I could see that in the confessional. Some people walking into the confessional, dead people walking. I have seen that literally. They were spiritually dead for 20 years, 30 years, even 40 years. They have not been to confession. Some came to me. They were dead when they came. But when they walked out of the confessional, they were alive in spirit. I could see the joy on their faces. In their eyes, the joy, tears of joy coming down their eyes. That's what happens in the sacrament of reconciliation, in the penance. The Lord performs the miracle of transformation of our lives. Brothers and sisters, that's the best miracle that is happening. In this world, almost every day. It is not the raising of Lazarus from death that is the greatest miracle that Jesus did. The greatest miracle is the transformation, change of heart of individuals, of human beings, through conversion. There is a new rebirth taking place every time a person repents and goes through conversion, change of heart. New life takes place there. This is what the Lord is offering us. New life, which will lead us to eternal life. This land is given to us as a time of renewal of our mind and heart. There may be people who have not been to confession for a long time, who does not know what it means to receive the mercy of God at the sacrament of reconciliation. Our God is not there to judge us, but to forgive us, to show us his love and mercy and compassion. Are we ready to receive the mercy of God and be transformed and undergo a spiritual resurrection this season of Lent so that we can meaningfully celebrate the Easter Sunday where Jesus himself rose from the dead as a sign that there is eternal life after death? But one thing we have to do is to respond to God's grace, which is freely available in the sacraments. Unless we respond, God cannot do anything with our lives. Remember what Saint Augustine said. Saint Augustine said, "Our God, who created us without our consent, cannot save us without our consent." Are we ready to allow God's grace to work in our hearts? Amen.